Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 121 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. And we have Kingsley Sin and Des Raven. How are we all doing tonight? Sorry, I kind of cut you off, Des.
No, you're good. I was about to pretty much make the same joke, so.
That worked.
I guess we're doing magical with that statement.
Magical.
Hey, we have exciting things to talk about. But just kind of like that intro talk, if anything else is going on.
Like, let's get the formalities out of the way.
Yeah, like we have to. It's not like we have to. I guess one of these times we can just go like, welcome to the Guardian Hub podcast. So, first line of the TWAB.
Let's get right to it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, but I don't know if there's lots to talk about otherwise. Yeah, not really, right?
Yeah. Bunch of TWAB stuff. We did stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff, things.
Yeah.
We did all manner of miscellaneous things between.
I feel like it was perfect timing with our last couple episodes. We recorded our last one with the obviously awesome Potato Thumbs podcast, and it was the day before the new TWAB came out, and then it wasn't a big TWAB anyways. But today, we have exciting news on things. But we were talking pre-show. Tony is in our chat, and thanks for everyone again who joins the live chat. We often will be in the podcast live channel while we're recording. So if you happen to be in our Discord, typically Thursday evenings around 10 p.m. Eastern, you can too join up and give your comments live. But this week is Double Rewards Nightfall. Anyone run the Nightfall?
Yes.
Sin, we did, right? We should talk about that a little bit. And in fact, to start off, we made a little promise, a little bet. We had to talk about it on the podcast, and hopefully Hazel will also on the Guardian Down podcast. The first person to die was going to get a shout out. And who was that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sin, speak up. I can't hear you. Say it again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I think that answers the question.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. Well, before that, we were hopping into the Grandmaster, and we could have done it, but Sin was having some internet problems, and we didn't feel like tryharding as much. So we ended that, but then we just hopped into Legend because we wanted to just still see if we'd get some rewards since it's double, and we didn't really want to deal with Master either. So... which Legend is extremely easy. Probably could have done Master.
Comparatively speaking, yes. Right. Much easier in that regards.
But I feel like Legend's still pretty good. Like, you want to go for Grandmaster if you want the Adept. Master is kind of like pretty hard for not getting you an Adept. And then Legend is a pretty good middle of the road one, I feel like, in my opinion. But once we noticed it was so much easier, we don't have to team shoot as much and stick together, so we could do our typical things. We're sitting running ahead like a titan, just whatever, yep, doing his thing. And so then I'm like, okay, let's see who dies first. And Sin died first.
And it's not like it was right away. It was towards the end.
Okay, it wasn't right away. But if you want to be technical, you died twice. Hazel died twice, and I didn't die at all. So there we go.
I'm pretty sure you did. I'm just going to say
I didn't. Just because I knew we were going to talk about this. It doesn't matter, but it was a fun little... We had fun last night. We kind of did a variety of things playing with Hazelnut over on Xbox, which soon enough, we won't even have to worry about that because of crossplay.
That kind of leads us like right into the main part of the TWAB, if you...
I did forget why I was mentioning this. Tony mentioned that he didn't get any rewards, or at least not much anything good. I felt like in the Legend, I got so many rewards. It went on two screens. I got a bunch of... I didn't get any enhancement. I didn't get any golf balls that time, but I got tons of other stuff. So I'm sorry, Tony, you didn't get anything.
I definitely got prisms. And then, because I already had golf balls in my Postmaster, And then those prisms went to the postmaster. And then just shortly after, I think, even after that, we went and did the a crucible, and I did a reset. And I didn't have enough space and found out that you can't manually push enhancement prisms or golf balls to your vault. So I ended up spending them.
Yeah.
And I got the, I always keep calling it a ship, but it's the Sparrow.
You paid for, yeah, the
240 spoils and 2 golf balls. And then it allowed me to, it freed up, I was able to do my reset finally for the Valor. And I mean, it was worth it to me in that regards, because otherwise I would lose it if I didn't actually claim it before the end of the season. So even though it's an expensive catch, I guess, it is a nice Sparrow. I used my material and I now was able to pull some spoils out of my postmaster, a golf ball out of my postmaster, and some enhancement prisms. It was able to claim those. So I still pretty much got full stacks all the way around.
It was good to spend it. Might as well have, right? Because it's one of those things you didn't have yet.
Use it or lose it.
Oh, and live update, by the way. No, Tony did get stuff from the Nightfall. He's just said he didn't get the jumpies, which I guess is an inside joke going around with some of our raid groups these days. The jumpies is the new hunter exotic, kind of like the bones from D1. But for whatever reason, we're imagining it as either a onesie or a diaper, but you gotta have the suspenders with it. You'll do much better in the raids. Sorry, it may not be funny to you, but it's one of those had to be there moments.
Nice.
All right, cross play. We have a wonderful TWAB this week. I'm sorry, Des, what have you been doing in the game? Anything you want to talk about?
Barely playing it right now.
All right.
Not even for any kind of statement for it being like Solstice or whatever. I just I made a boo-boo and I saw a game on the summer sale and it has kind of taken over a little bit. So
Borderlands 3?
Yep.
Borderlands only 3. Because you shouted it out in the other channel.
Well, yeah, because I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
Good. But no, yeah, it's a freaking fantastic game. I mean,
does it come with all the current expansions now, or do you just have the base one, or which is still good?
And the deluxe edition is on sale, or at least was. I mean, it's freaking fantastic. Because, I mean, I was, like, late to this party, because back when it was released, I think it's just before I had gotten internet back. But, yeah. So, I'd been out of the loop and saw it on sale. It's like, you know what? I want to play me some Borderlands. And I'm really glad I did, because this is, like, the best feeling game out of the entire series.
Like, it has been excellent. They fixed
a lot with this.
Admittedly, I didn't play one, but
me either.
A lot, but Sin. I mean, yeah. Did we even finish everything? There's probably a little bit we didn't get around to. We did most of the DLCs, right?
I don't think we got the newest content, the director's cuts or whatever they're called. I think that's what they're called.
Does that change or add anything?
I think there's like a raid or something in there, if I'm not mistaken, or some kind of like end level content.
The designer's cut
adds
a new skill tree for every character.
Oh.
Because apparently the devs have said they're not adding characters, so that's the closest you're getting to new characters. And the director's cut adds a new game mode and a story relevant addition, I believe. So yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Nice.
I kind of feel also like, okay, the last one we played was that one where it had like
Krieg or whatever.
It had like a center area. I remember we had to go off to the different sides and we kept coming back to the center. There was like different statues. Does that ring a bell, Sin? Like,
I would have called, like, wasn't the boss like Krieg or something like that?
Well, I don't know what the boss was, but anyways, I just don't know if there was another DLC after that that we didn't get around to.
Yeah, it's the designer and directors. We never jump back in for that. I know I asked about it a few times, but yeah.
Well, I'm mostly interested. I guess game modes are good too, but definitely when it's ever, like, more story, I'm all for that.
Yeah, I mean, there is, like I said, there's at least implication. There's like a quest chain that leads to questions, apparently. So, you know, not spoil the ending, which completely came out of left field. And I love the trickery that they had near the end of the game. It was freaking fantastic. But anyhow.
Yeah.
I mean, I would actually highly recommend, like, the, at least for new people, especially like the, additional skill trees and things. I kind of feel like that suits a newer player versus, like, you know, somebody coming back, because it is kind of content light for, like, the shooting and the looting aspect, but, you know.
Yeah.
Still interesting things, I believe.
Yeah, and I doubt I've done all the, especially in the newer DLCs, all the little side quests, which are always interesting enough to me because they do a really good job with their side quests. It's not just, oh, the same thing, but a different voice line at the beginning. It's like they're actual side quests. And some of them are really funny and interesting.
True story. You know, I think outside of that, before we get into the TWAB, didn't we get somebody a carry this week in a raid? Was it Aviator?
Yes. Yeah, I was going to mention that a little bit too. Yeah, I figured there are things to talk about what we've been doing in the game. I mean, this week is the last week of Solstice. We probably don't have anything to talk about there. And next
Prism week, Day again.
good for that. next week is Iron Banner for a week, and then potentially
the last of the season.
Yeah, last of the season, and then of course August 10th is Epilogue. Potentially interesting stuff going forward. But okay, raids, and we did do that. Aviator Weldon, which I forget how we met him. I played with him a fair amount in the past. I seem to remember. He's in Guardian Downcast. I'm trying to remember. He says he remembers coming in through Hazel. I don't know if it was an LFG post through a raid or something. And he stepped away from the game for a while and came back and was excited to try Vault of Glass because he had run it a lot in D1 and wanted to check it out. Nice. And you were able to get him. He did an excellent job for being 1270-ish. Did he get higher?
Oh, yeah. He was under 1300, but yeah, it's not a bad job for being way under light.
Because the hardest problem when someone's under light is Gatekeeper, if you have them in rotation, because it can be very hard to stay alive, right? In either Venus or Mars. Now, End Encounter, yeah, someone might die also, but at least there's other people around to shoulder the burden of what's happening. But if you're solo in Gatekeeper in one of those rooms, you know, Venus or Mars, and if you die, that always sucks. But we pushed through, fourth try or so, we got it done. So major shout outs to him, and we got him a clear through Vault to Glass D2.
Nice. For actually, sure. GGs.
Just finished a raid myself tonight.
Oh, how'd that go?
Surprisingly smooth, you know, other than finding people. Well, okay, full disclosure, I completely forgot I signed up for a raid on recording night for the podcast, so instantly worried.
It was earlier,
but, I mean, yeah, that's what I realized, like, afterhand, but still, like, that initial oh god, what have I done still happened. So but yeah, I mean, everything just went super smooth. I mean, I think we botched twice through the whole thing, maybe. But it's just nice, you know, to have a
who
smooth
was this
set of encounters.
DTT solo guy. Sorry, I'm just looking at, we have our bot that posts with finish raids in the clan, so that's the only reason why I'm mentioning that.
That's a Kato connection right there. So, I don't know. It's the first time I played with him.
You too can be listed in our Discord if you raid with members of the clan. Or join the clan, of course. We almost got Gator to join, right, Sin?
Almost. I think we were almost there.
Yeah, Gator was in that raid. That's right. Well, I'm mentioning that, I think, right? Gator, yes. Aviator. I forget who else was all in it.
And who else do we have? We had Kate that jumped in late.
Mm-hmm. And we got it done. All right. Are we ready now to talk about crossplay?
I think so.
Let me pull up the TWAB.
You didn't already have it up?
No.
For shame.
Well, Hazel, or Hazel. I was playing with Hazel last night, so it's on the top of my mind. Let's see here. I don't usually read the TWAB. Des, do you want to read it? Or we could just go, we can just talk about it. What do you want to do?
You either decide. Or. I mean,
yeah.
Oh God.
I mean, there are a lot. We do need to mention. I mean, there's a lot of points. So I guess if you
there want to start, are a lot of interesting points. Yeah. Thankfully, it's subject material like.
Yeah.
Oh wow. So let's see real fast.
Okay, first of all, no worries. I started seeing today people talking on Twitter about, okay, I'm excited to learn more about crossplay today's 12. I'm like, where did I miss something? I know they said that they were going to talk about it coming up, but why does everyone assume it's going to be today's? Well, I did miss DMG. He's been doing this more and more, giving us little previews of what's going to be talked about in the TWAB. And sure enough, he did say earlier today's TWAB would be about crossplay. So as soon as I saw that, I tried to, while I was doing my work this afternoon, have my notifications top of mind. So as soon as I got the little posting of the TWAB, you know, Destiny News, the TWAB's out, so I could read it over and see all the exciting details.
And speaking of exciting details, we've definitely got quite a few. I know, right?
Can join crossplay.
But wait, there's more.
Okay. If I sign up now, do I get a free robe with my 5 monthly payments of $29.95?
No, it's 3 easy movie payments of $19.99 if you call in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, totally worth it.
But now let's see. They do tell us like a lot of at least like their crossplay grows and woes. So it is a nice read, like through and through, all in all. Let's see. The first thing they mention is your identity in crossplay, basically, and how they're going to have to, in their system, identify players in a very specific way. By introducing your Bungie name, which the format looks a lot like a Discord name or a Steam name, which is fair because, I mean, using a name plus an item hash makes things easier because you're primarily identified by the item hash rather than. Anywho.
Yeah. Bungie names. Yay.
Yeah. So, they do warn you also throughout, down here a little at the bottom, to whatever your name is, whenever crossplay goes live, is going to be what your name is. And, if you have an offensive term or you're using characters that are not available in a virtual keyboard setting, aka console keyboards, you may end up with the generic Guardian before your identification. So be sure to change your name to something suitable before crossplay goes live.
Yes. Now it does show a picture to us that it looks like when crossplay goes live, they will show you what your name will be. So if you don't like that, you can choose to not click the accept button and then change it real quick, potentially.
Name changing is later down the pipeline.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, but they are working on a name changing system as well. But that is a little further down.
be sure, like you said. And I think this is so important. I could see people, getting stuck like, oh, I forgot. And then they log in on one of their systems. If they have multiple systems, like, oh, that's not what I want my name to be, but they can't change it for a while. So heed the wise words of what Des said here and what Bungie's telling us.
Indeed.
I think it's winter this year is when it'll become available. I think is their timeline.
Well, that's what they're shooting for.
Right.
Which another thing I do like about this entire 12 is the fact that they don't give specific dates. They don't give specific times. They just, and they're legitimately telling you what they're striving for, not like a planned like launch thing. And I think it's a small touch, but I think it's a huge thing. They're finally accepting the fact that crap can go wrong, or, talking about the fact that crap can go wrong and it may not release when they want it to. So, after your Bungie name, I guess they're going to, the next thing they talk about is your Bungie friends.
Oh, can we be Bungie friends, everyone?
No, no, right? Actually, that's not what they talk about next at all. What they talk about next is actually the matchmaking process.
Gotcha.
Or is this? I don't know, I'm trying to skim through and remind myself. Anyway, so matchmaking. PC players will match with other PC players. Console players will match with other console players. And as a side note, Stadia is considered a console in this fact. And fire teams with any combination of PC and console players will match in the PC player pool. So there's that. Like, if you're fire teaming up for whatever, there's your outlines. If you're a bunch of console players, you're going to go up against a bunch of console players. If you are on or grouped with someone on PC, you're going in the PC pool. Okay, and I think they do actually mention Bungie Friends, which they will have a slightly convoluted methodology of actually adding friends basically within the Destiny framework. So your friends can be identified that way.
Nice.
There's going to be like an entire like invite system. There's a few methods. And yeah, I'm definitely skipping around. But anyway, there's going to be a few methods of doing it. In game, apparently they're going to have a friend finder on the app, so that way everyone that you're friends with, or it's going to work somehow. And there's going to be a number of methods. I don't know exactly how it works, because it's kind of convoluted, because in game there's apparently going to be a new like invite tab where you can invite friends, but it's also where you can now manage like clan invites and crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. I will also say one thing that they are confirming that we did speculate because of the symbols that appeared in the clan page: you will be able to see clan members always, no matter what they're on.
Yeah,
so
that's really nice.
Yeah, clan rosters will be 100% transparent. If they're online, you're going to be able to see them no matter what methodology you're playing. Which, again, explains why they suddenly started adding the specific icons to the people.
Yeah. Well, one thing along with this that I think I read that, won't apply to you, Des, but for someone like me and Sin that plays on multiple platforms, they, along with when you first log in, it'll take your name or whatever you log in. So that's especially important if you have different names on PC versus PlayStation, which some people do. You got to pick which one you want to use and log in there first. But also they're saying that when you log in, everyone who's your friends will become your Bungie friends automatically, but only for the first platform you log in as. So Sin and I have to decide. I'm probably going to log in as PlayStation first because I have more friends there, and then all those friends will automatically still be my friends, Bungie friends, but then I'll have to re-add my PC friends through Friend Finder. But of course, everyone in the clan, I'll still see that way. Does that make sense, Sin? I think that's what we'll end up doing.
Yeah, that's the way I got the gist of it, basically. But it did sound like they were going to make it easy for you to be able to invite the other platforms easy. Over there.
Yeah, for sure.
They use the URL, bungie.com/friends.
Or in-game, or through the app, probably, too.
Right. So there'll be ways to do it. And, I mean, that's kind of what I gathered off of it, at least.
Yeah, we just need to decide, again, like, if you play on multiple platforms, probably you might as well pick the one where you have more friends, so it'll be less work for you at first, and then log in there first. Plus, the one that has the name you like the best, because that'll be your Bungie name in the meantime.
Right. And, you know, it's probably going to be a small cluster, just like it was for CrossSave when it came around. But as people migrate over to it and get it set up, I'm sure it'll be no big deal. It'll probably be easy peasy after all that.
Lemon squeezy.
All right. Now where the crap? Okay, Fireteam Finder. That's one thing that we'll mention is the fact that the in-app Fireteam Finder tool will be supported to cross all platforms whenever you post. So that's nifty.
Hello, cat.
Yeah, she's. It's apparently dinner time or something, even though she got fed not long ago. What's your issue, cat? Anywho.
It wouldn't be a twab without a cat coming through, right?
All right. Anywho, the bad news. When crossplay launches, voice chat between platforms will not be enabled. Apparently, there's a bug that they found late into it. And we're apparently even considering pushing back crossplay because of it. But they're kind of figuring that the Destiny community will figure out a way around it, which, again, we've spoken about many, 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 many times on the show about the alternatives that we could do for crossplay. So they're pretty accurate on that front. But no, so they're going to be coming out with a series of changes. So I guess the quote-unquote roadmap, early season 15, you'll have your Bungie name and Bungie friends, cross-platform invites, multiplayer, and matchmaking. Soon after launch, cross-platform voice chat. In winter, Bungie name changes, text chat display on consoles, which is another thing they talked about actually in the communication. First, they're going to allow console players to see the text chat, apparently the same text chat that PC is going to be using. And then, I guess in another time in the winter, they are going to enable text input via USB keyboards on console, which I think is pretty freaking massive. And it's just something nice to do, but they do specify you will not be able to control your character in Destiny using a keyboard. It is purely for text chat.
So funny for those that were, I guess we're just assuming. So this is where you furiously start typing on your keyboard.
Right. I'll have a keyboard just set up just for that.
So yeah, those are definitely like the major points of crossplay right now, and like how things are going to go, or at least hopefully they'll go during the launch. They also do not have a firm, I've already mentioned this before, sorry, but they do not have a firm release date even for when crossplay goes live.
Yeah, so this is a very interesting thing to me that of course we were all assuming, and I did say way back, I said August 24th would probably be the earliest it starts because things can get delayed, right? Well, because August 24th was when the new season was going to start. They seem to have confirmed that it will not be ready on day one, but they seem to imply it'll be shortly after. So September-ish, hopefully. We'll see.
I'm kind of, I don't know. I mean, it all depends, basically, if something major doesn't happen between now and then.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, apparently one thing that broke was the voice chat in-game. I'm kind of hoping that means they're going to give it a complete overhaul and make it sound better as a side effect.
Exactly, and that is another, if you read between the lines, you hope that the fact that they're bringing this up at all, it's not just going to be when voice chat comes back, it's the same lower quality that it was. Yeah. And it'll be a much better voice chat.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe there's always been a problem with voice chat.
And now they're just forced to actually work on it.
It's like, crap, we got to fix this or they're not going to be able to, we're not even going to have it as a backup.
Yeah. But yeah, as we've implied, for those who haven't been keeping track, in the meantime, Discord chat, that's why we have our Discord. Join the Discord if you're not in it yet. We will have plenty of channels and people around to explain how to use it. It's easy enough. You can use it on your phone, the Discord app. You can use it on your computer. Plug in whatever earbuds, headphones, headset that you have, USB adapter if you want to get fancy, and chat through Discord. Assuming you're doing crossplay, of course. I mean, if down the road, just because crossplay is live, if we're all PS4 players, PS5, we certainly don't have to use Discord.
All right.
But for, you know, for the group, right. Collaboration ones.
This will make, I mean, from the way they're going, that's definitely, oh yeah, invites, game invites themselves are going to get really weird and convoluted now.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm guessing they may not go through the system itself anymore, and they actually appear in game, or there will be a pop up in game in the invite. There is definitely some
spam send more. Oh no, sorry.
Well, it's going to be in the roster screen right now.
Yeah,
If you look over, you have nearby friends and clan right in the middle, and to the left, you have your fire team privacy settings. It looked based on the screenshot, they're going to be adding a few more blocks underneath that, which is going to house all the invites and, you know, friend invites, and also the party invites are all going to be housed right in the roster screen.
Okay.
And clan invites. They, for some reason, mentioned clan invites, which, I mean, makes sense, but, you know.
Yeah, well, think of your name that you want ahead of time, even if you only play on one system and you are considering changing your name soon, definitely do it before crossplay goes live, because if you don't do it then, and then your Bungie name gets stuck to a name that you weren't sure about, it'll be a while before you can change your Bungie name.
Yeah. Do it now.
Ha ha. I think that's most of the points, right? I'm excited.
Yeah,
we have a lot of info here. Cover
the basics at least. And I know we were talking before, Kingsley. It's the arms, necrotic grip that I need so we control people in Crucible, right?
Oh yes, bunch of
thorn and necrotic grips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's arm day in the EDZ
today.
But apparently, yes. And then I haven't done this quarry loss sector on my warlock. So now it doesn't appear on there because it looks like I haven't actually done this loss sector yet. You have to run it
regular first.
Yeah.
Get it done, Sen. Get those necrotic grips. We'll go in as warlocks and with Thorn and necrotic grips together.
Yeah, the loss sector has to be cleared normally before it can show up. Special.
Which, speaking of why this conversation came up, just a little side note, is Fallout came out with a video. I love his videos, where he doesn't try to rate them actually 1 through 10, like 1 being the best, 10 being the worst. But 10 weapons he's seen as good in Crucible right now. And of course, as like you said, Des, and other people speculated, the shotgun and the hand cannon didn't change too much, but we are seeing more 140 hand cannons. We are seeing on console a lot of Bastion. but with the hand cannons, I want to run in. I mean, I have palindromes really nasty, especially if you have the adept with Icarus. I have an adept palindrome. I don't have Icarus yet, so I want to roll in with that sometime. But I also definitely want to roll in with Thorn. And I was even in Crucible just doing Sunshot and doing okay with it. We were having a lot of fun with that the other night when we did some Crucible afterwards. So hand cannon is definitely a meta right now. It already kind of was, but more hand cannons, like all the hand cannons, like Last Word, of course, Ace of Spades. He was giving a lot of points on different pluses and minuses of the different weapons. And of course, couple shotguns, Bastion, and then Messenger. Messenger is very good. As you know, Des, it's one of the quickest time to kills. But he was right saying... Right
behind Last Word.
Yeah, exactly. That's the quickest one, right? Yeah. And then, but he was saying that with Messenger, you don't need Adept for it because there's not really any Adept mods that give it a super advantage. So even if you have a regular Messenger, it's really good.
There's some Adepts that can help, but yeah, nothing like game-breaking because you're only looking at like maybe an extra 5 or 10 of a stat, but Adept mods for PvP normally have they have downsides, which make their uses questionable at best.
But can you imagine a bunch of people going in with Thorn or Sunshot or these like AOE, like explosive, you know, tick damage things? People are going to be getting salty, but I'll be having a lot of fun.
I do like the fact that it's like, oh yeah, we're starting to see Bastion use, and I'm sitting here going, I've already seen like a crap ton of Bastions on console. So
yeah, you're right. And I have two, and Sin, I think because he mostly plays on PC, he was just kind of like getting the word from others. He was saying they don't see Bastion over on PC, but on console it's really good, and of course Last Word is really good on console as opposed to PC.
You see, I do... Oh, no. Yeah, Last Word is legitimate because of the way aim assist works and the hip fire changes. And I mean, that's legitimate. It's, Last Word is definitely stronger on console, or at least on... Not even on console. It's stronger on controller.
Controller, yes. That's what he said. He did say that.
Yeah.
Which for me, I do controller on PC, so Last Word would still work.
Yeah. But... what was it?
Bastion?
Lost Bastion, yes. I'm sorry, I don't care what you're playing on, but basically a shotgun that fires 3 spreads for 1 pull is going to be good anywhere. I mean, just saying.
Yeah. Curious why we're just seeing it more on console, but I remember, Sin, you were getting really annoyed by getting killed by that, weren't you? A couple times ago when we played.
Bastions, yeah. And I tried it. Maybe I'm not using it right. But that usually ends up happening. Like, I'm not really sure how to use a weapon, and it frustrates you.
Me and Crimson. I'll run some PvP mode. I'll get absolutely demolished by this one dude running Crimson. And it's like, okay, we can play this game. I put on my Crimson, and I'm absolute bust with it.
Nice.
So I don't know.
I haven't played with the Crimson in a while.
No, I forget about that.
I don't know why, but it's another one of those that are normally stated as being controller good. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I think he gave that one an honorable mention. He didn't put it in the 10, but he said he definitely did mention that one.
Yeah, also, Sunshot is a really good hand cannon. Like, it might be meme-y, but I mean, it's the only 150.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's the only 150 in the game.
Just because it was the very first, like, exotic to come out. I mean, and I was even using it in the Nightfall, especially this one that has a lot of those solar wizards, you know. And yeah. I was having a lot of fun with it, and the Nightfall explosion damage right and left. So, you know, don't forget about Sunshot. It's at least usable everywhere.
I mean, also, when we're talking in PvP, I mean, with it being the sole 150, 150s actually had a better time to kill than 140s did, which everything else got transferred into a 140. Unless I'm thinking about this backwards and then just completely reverse everything I just said. Either way, Sunshot is still a better TTK than most other hand cannons.
Yeah. I know. I don't know. I was probably missing that with some of these people. We were team shooting them well when we were in last night's sin, but I felt like I was getting pretty consistent 3-hit kills with it. So I don't know if I was just doing well or lucky that night or if we were team shooting really well, but we were having fun.
Combination of both, right?
Yeah.
Plus, we haven't really played on Xbox either, so, I mean, it's a different...
It was, you're right. I don't know if I've ever done Crucible on Xbox until last night. Yeah, good point. It's got to be the controller then, right? No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, maybe.
That's what it was. All right, well, since I sidetracked there, but I'm trying to think anything else interesting in the TWAB?
The crossplay was
Last Iron Banner.
Last Iron Banner, yep.
Yeah. I'm so sad. Last Iron Banner.
Yeah, of the season. I do kind of like how they frame that. It's like, Last Iron Banner, comma, of the season. It's like, as if you're actually going to get rid of Iron Banner again.
I know
they didn't actually get rid of it, but didn't they put it on pause for a little while?
They did.
At some point?
Yes, they did. Like, I don't remember when.
Because I think when they brought it back is when they were, or it's after they attempted to like breathe fresh life in the Iron Banner by making it not control sometimes. And that just ended awfully, let me tell you what.
Yeah.
Do you think you're getting tired of Iron Banner control? No, you're not. Because essentially when, imagine Supremacy Iron Banner.
Well,
and that's pretty much all I have to say. That was okay with it.
But probably I don't play Crucible enough to get annoyed by it, but I never minded Supremacy.
What I absolutely loved, though, was when it came around to finally being Rift Iron Banner. Oh my god. But he still needs to bring Rift back.
Yes.
I'll die on that hill. Happily.
Yeah, me too. But hey, it's the last Iron Banner of the season until the new season, and it comes out second week.
Right. Get your grind in.
Well, I guess it makes sense for the quest resets each season, right? If you haven't finished the quest for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Which I haven't. Because I don't really have a big reason to, and I don't play a lot of Iron Banner. I think I had hand cannon kills left on it still or something like that when I
actually I think it's a new quest every season.
Yeah, so I guess that part makes sense. I'm close to getting my large bright dust pile, my 75. I'm 74 out of 75 right now, and I don't have it in me to do the last whatever. I either have to grind a bunch of valor or grind some more servitor rank up. I'm at like 25 out of 30, so I got to figure out which one's quicker. Or if Mayhem comes around next week, which it's not because it's Iron Banner, I didn't do my Mayhem either. So someone jump in with me so I can grind some Override or grind some Crucible.
Combination of both.
At the same time. You, Sin, have the Dredgen times two, right?
I do. I did finish that. I think somebody mentioned, Mr. Monkey mentioned in the Discord that the winds are really the biggest downfall to that. Well, they're a pain in the butt.
That's the only reason why I don't have it yet. I have 12 more winds to go. I don't know if I have it in me to care.
Oh my god, it's almost like they ask you to play the game. The game that you're trying to get a title for. Like, oh my god.
And that's easy. but I don't think I care about the title. I don't know if I have it in me to do 12 more. I love Gambit.
Yeah, I love Gambit. I still don't like that. I just don't care about that title.
Yeah.
Okay. Legitimately, nothing against Sin. We all love Sin here. But legitimately, when Dredgen is the one title Sin wants to go for to Guild, I lost interest in it. Because that means it's the easiest title to Guild.
It is, definitely that.
Exactly. So my interest just plummeted. It's like, whatever.
I do want to work on my Conqueror.
It could have been anybody. But yeah, the fact that like every, and it's not just ending up being you, but yeah, everyone wants to like, oh, let's guild Dredgen, so we have a guild title. And it's like, oh,
yeah. I'm the same way. It's if it was more important to me, and I felt like it was that, along with being something slightly unique, then I would have interest. But it's kind of both. It's more than just not important to me, and it is a little bit also, yeah, it's not really super unique either. But it's all good. I mean, for the people, it does show you play Gambit a lot, I guess.
Yeah, quite a bit.
The people I will always have props for are those, like, week one freshly gilded Dredgens. Like, those are the people that love Gambit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe a little too much.
I don't even love Gambit that much. Like, come on.
Yeah, and the first Dredgen that you have to get is more meaningful because there was actually more you had to do, like killing people as they're invading, using a super, yeah. Like actual things that took a little bit of effort.
And yeah, most of those things you actually ended up not doing in the Gambit gameplay cycle, like killing an invader with your super.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they invade, you hide, even if you have super, because they're going to murder you with their heavy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it became like an interesting duality just to earn it. But, yeah, the gilding requirements are just kind of meh. So
they're monotonous. They really are.
I mean, and that's it. It's because anybody that just wants a gilded title, yeah, just start playing some Gambit. Eventually you'll get it.
That's all it is. It's just a grind fest. Yeah. Times suck, and the good times to do it, especially when they make you do a reset, is during the infamy boost weeks.
Oh, yeah,
because then it's not as bad.
Yeah, but you still got to get the 50 kills. That has nothing to do with infamy boost weeks.
Yeah, no, the 50 wins. Yeah,
that 50 wins. Sorry, that's what. Thanks for the clarification. That's what I meant.
Yeah, that still has to happen regardless. But with the infamy changes this next season, the resets won't be as bad because they're going to make the last 1,000 a little more forgiving.
I think it's a fine title to guild, but they should change the 50 wins to, I don't know, maybe keep that one around but lower it, but have something more interesting or a little bit harder for one of the other ones instead. And then, like, maybe bring that down to 30 and then have something else that's, like, maybe a little bit harder to get.
Honestly, I feel like if they... Gilding was an interesting idea, but I feel like they could do so much more with it. Because, again, right now it's evolved into... If it's a Gambit gilded, they probably just got it just to have a gilded. If it's any other gilded... They probably actually put it like, you know, like the Grandmaster Gilded. They do Nightfalls, like just holy balls. Or they got carried by someone that knows how to do Nightfalls. Either way. friggin' Lord help you if you come across like a flawless Gilded or whatever the Crucible one's called.
Yeah.
I just feel like they could have done better with them slightly. And also they could probably have, it might not even be that difficult just to have a throwaway title that is literally for those people that just want a gilded title that don't care what it is. Like you can have like grindy objectives, like complete 100 heroic public events or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
and like just like I said, just throw away like miscellaneous loot 150 lost sectors in a season or something. I mean, just things off the top of my head. If it's actually 150 lost sectors, Lord help us all. Anyway.
Ooh, yeah. That's a lot of lost sectors.
It is. But like I said, they have plenty of like these generic things, especially like lost sectors that just don't get utilized anymore. Like, people may not like it, but also a vast majority of the vocal minority absolutely detest Gambit. And yet, a lot of these people, a lot of these same people, are still gilding that title just to have a gilded title. Because yeah. It's like the least of the evil ones.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like I said, I definitely feel like the whole gilding system could have been a little better. Slash in rant.
Thank you for the rant. That was barely even a rant. If we got to get more drama next time.
I know. It's
something more salacious even.
I know, right? But no, this is something unexpected. Like, legitimately, I didn't even know I had half of these thoughts about gilded titles, but I just started flowing, so I didn't stop.
Well, I have the opposite of a rant. Another thing that came out earlier today, some good news to me, was some patch notes that came out with on Ooh. Changing some stuff with the raid, Vault of Glass. With, remember how if you run Master and Normal, you can't run both in the same week. If you want the Master loot, don't run Normal mode first, because you can only do one versus the other. They have now fixed that. Let me read these notes here. Players are guaranteed to receive stat-focused armor for master difficulty encounters. So I guess one of the problems was people were receiving the weapons instead of the stat-focused armor.
Yeah, so they changed it to where you master difficulty will only award stat-focused armor.
Mm-hmm. But even better, Master Vault of Glass loot lockouts have been separated from Normal, meaning both can now be looted independently each week.
Ooh, ooh.
But, and this makes sense, whatever one you do first is where you'll get your pinnacle. So you can still only get pinnacles one per encounter, per character, per week. Doesn't matter if you do it on Normal or Master, you'll get your pinnacles wherever you run it first. And then after that, like, you know, you'll get your still, if you did all your pinnacles on Normal and then jump into Master afterward, you can still get your stat focused armor there, but it won't be a pinnacle power. But you're probably, I mean, if you're doing Master, you're probably way up there anyways, and you can easily infuse it if you need, or it'll be at level, right? Because everything drops at 1310 or 1320, sorry. And then, also, but if you did Normal first and then complete Master encounters afterwards, you'll still at least get spoils and Masterwork materials.
Ooh.
So all in all, good changes. Basically, the TLDR is, I was worried before that some people, if they were trying to go for those Master rewards, they would want to do that and not run a Normal with anyone else, because that would mess them up from getting the Master rewards. So people wouldn't be willing potentially to help in normal runs, but now people don't need to worry about that. You can do a normal run first and will not mess up your master rewards. Use the word master a lot.
Almost more than a master puppet song.
Let's see. They also fixed... speaking of Gambit, fixed an issue where the Ludomaniacal emblem did not have appropriate acquisition steps in its details.
Ah.
Okay. And I'm just reading these because there's not a lot. here's an interesting... Okay, fixed an issue where some stasis finishers caused a slight delay to weapon readiness relative to non-stasis finishers. So that could be super annoying if you're noticing that. So that's fixed now.
That's interesting.
Yeah. See, I always worried about that. I didn't notice this at all, but, and I'm trying to think if I use any stasis finishers, but I'm always like, are finishers good? Because I feel like I do them and it's just takes so much time away and, but whatever. I probably worry about it more than it's actually an issue. And then I guess there was an issue where the Goister shell would have horrific dead pupils in certain environments. I guess people were saying like it looked like really freaky. So they fixed that, and they have a little funny side note here. We are still recovering from this issue and apologize to anyone who might have nightmares.
Fantastic. Now pay my therapy bills.
So that was the Destiny 2 hotfix 3.2.1.3.5.7.9.10.1.3.
Leave it to the IT guy.
I know, right? See, I would never, I don't do versioning things like that, but I would never go past the third. Having the fourth one is just too much, too much. All right. I guess the fourth one can be considered a hot fix versus another fix. I don't know.
I know the numbers are significant. I just don't care.
Yeah. Don't care. All right. What else is good word on the street? Looking at a cat picture in our live chat. Zebrek posted.
Nice.
Two runs. No necrotic grip yet.
Okay. Which one is it again? And is it legend? So it's the easier mode?
Yes, 1310.
Nice. I hope you get it, Sin. Seriously, are you going to be on after we can, if you get it, I'll hop in some Crucible with you.
I'm trying. I'm going to be on for a little while longer.
Live update.
I mean, if you can get it
during the podcast, that'd be awesome.
Well, I'm almost done my third run. And then you do need to make sure you clear out all the champions, right, for the better shot. You got to...
No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I mean, gotcha. I did that anyways.
I mean, I killed most of them, but there are times I might leave one or two, so probably not all. I mean, I don't know.
It's random enough that I think, yeah, the real reason why I'm saying this is because I seem to remember someone else having this conversation way back, and they were like, well, I didn't kill all the champions, and I got it on my second run, but that might have just been their RNG anyways, so.
Yeah, who knows?
But has Bungie said anything specifically? Because if they have, it may still just be finishing it. So we don't know. Yeah, Tony wrote in the chat, kill the champions, gives you the best chance. But is there proof to that, or is that just word on the street?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I'm not trying to push against what you and Tony are saying. I'm just wondering if it's truly they've said that somewhere.
Is this word of God Bungie? I mean,
well, yeah, we know Platinum Rewards, but what does Platinum Rewards have to do with the RNG drop of the... Platinum Rewards doesn't necessarily mean that exotic drop to me. Platinum Rewards is a different thing. Anyways, I'm just... food for thought. I'm just thinking in my head using too much logic, potentially.
Yeah, because I mean, word on the street is definitely like, do Platinum Rewards, but the specific we're looking for is like Bungie's reference to do champion rewards affect your exotic drop chance, essentially.
Yeah. You might as well. I mean, there's a chance it will, and so you wouldn't want to miss out. Plus, Platinum Rewards give you better rewards, anyways.
Fair enough. I'll just kill these unstoppable, which I didn't spec for them because I've very rarely spec'd for the unstoppable. So it's just, it takes me another couple moments. That's all.
It's just throw the mod, like unstoppable grenade launcher, breach and clear. It synergizes even. Come on, Sam.
I know. I gotta
respec. It's so expensive. I'd have to
I gotta respec. And then my actual, I didn't get it in my, whatever you call it.
Well, that's a 7. I guess I could fit it in somewhere. I obviously have breach and clear, but I don't have the unstoppable grenade. Okay, it's arms. Yeah, I could probably fit into arms. Oh, those other ones are only, what, 1s or 2s? Those small ones.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like a lot of what you're... I mean, and to be honest, for me, even, like, especially with breach and clear being a thing, considering breach and clear reloads all of your stowed weapons, as long as it puts on a fresh debuff on an enemy, it kind of eliminates a lot of necessity for arm spots, because a lot of those are like loaders and dexterity, which right. dexterity can be nice, but loaders are kind of irrelevant if you're running breach and clear. IMO, anyway, also. That's well, my opinion. Someone smarter can correct me or not, but that's my opinion, so screw you.
Oh, thanks for mentioning that. I will now, if they could just let us have little templates in DIM or in the game where we could bring in sets of mods without having to do it manually or switched. I know some people will do a different set on a different piece of armor, but I just have my high stat armor that I like, and I would love to just easily swap in like multiple things.
I might have to do that, get multiple sets. But the problem is I am also using a character that I don't main. So that means I'd have to have multiple set here too.
Well, yeah.
It's called playing the game, Sin.
If you're going to play another character, you have to go through all that hassle. That's why I don't do that much.
Right. I mean, I did finish all my Solstice sets, so I have fully glowed Solstice sets.
Oh, fine.
And it's kind of a bummer that they don't have high stat rolls.
And they can.
Don't you have to re-roll the packages?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by they can.
I might.
And that's also why you do the glows in the first week. So we have 2 weeks of opportunities of high stat roll armor.
But then we have to run the EAZ. Boo.
I mean, if you plan on
keys, but no.
Yeah, bucks. I mean, yeah. If you plan on, they're getting boxes. Never mind. Yeah. I actually ended up just today because again, I'm like Borderlands is like had surprising. I don't know why surprisingly because I do love the series. And it's like style and everything. But anyway, I just missed like a lot of Destiny, and I popped back in just before the raid, and I started doing the Pinnacle or Powerful for Ava and opening boxes. And then I just started opening boxes. I still have 15 boxes left and no keys for them.
EAZ runs then.
The loot in that game is insane. Right. You have like 20 guns dropped on the floor. I'm like, it's overwhelming. And they're like all yellow, whatever they call it. They call them legendaries, I think, for their like versions of exotics, I think.
Yes, they're exotic. The gold / yellow is legendary. Bring up my menu here. Because, live update. Where does it say? Yep, legendary. So what's purple? Epic, that's right. Okay.
Epic, okay.
But, and also, hilariously, the fact that they amped up so much in Borderlands 3, for any Borderlands fans that haven't played 3 yet, A, why haven't you? But B, I find myself stunned at their ingenuity, considering that there's an entire foundry of weapons, TDR, that in Borderlands 2, you empty your gun, you throw it, and the gun becomes a grenade. Yeah. Or in a rocket launcher's case, a rocket. In this game, they have TDR guns that become freaking turrets that surround you.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about.
And like stick to walls and crap, and it's just like, what the crap is this?
But it's funny and fun.
It's great. Let me tell you what. They are fantastic. And also, if anyone new to Borderlands 3 and you see a message that some like manufacturer in the game has sent you mail or someone has sent you mail, go to your social and then check your mail. Because for some reason, they like break the fourth wall with that crap in this game, and it took me like forever to realize that. It took me like 3 days to actually realize that, and I'm just like, oh no, now I have so many messages and so much crap to go through.
Yeah. For sure.
I know, right?
Cool. We talked Borderlands, we talked Destiny.
I know.
We talked crossplay. This is freaky. I'm looking on a website. And you know how, okay, so you're on a website and they have all those ads at the bottom, those really cheesy, like, clickbait type ads. And something about here's what the Hunger Games characters were supposed to, and then dot, 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 I guess, look like or whatever. But shows a picture of the, who's the guy? It's, you know, Donald Sutherland, but he was like the main president guy or whatever of the.
Oh, yeah. And he,
it shows him like a, yes, it shows him with like a creepy smile, like cut up his face and like yellow eyes. Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
It distracted probably, me while I was talking to you guys.
I'd probably be able to ask my wife about that. She, that's one of the few times for whatever reason. I don't know why she chose the Hunger Games of all movies, like franchises that came out of books, but she chose that one. To like read the books before the movie came out. To like experience the other side, you know, of like knowing what goes on in the book and then watching the movie. But yeah, for some reason she chose Hunger Games.
I mean, I read them before the movie. I don't know why.
No, I mean,
people recommended them.
That's the only reason.
Oh.
That she read the Hunger Games is
gotcha, yeah.
For that experience, I believe. I could be wrong about that, but yeah. yeah. As far as I remember, I mean, that and I think her cousin had recently read the books and were kind of raving about them, and the movies came out. She's like, I'm going to read those books and then watch the movie and see how they are.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world, watching every Marvel movie. I'm such a comic book nerd and just, ugh.
Speaking of shows to watch, I am looking
Loki.
Forward to.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. No, go forward with that first. And I'll give. I actually haven't watched Loki yet. Sorry, everyone who's going to.
Oh my happy. God! It's no, over. It's six episodes. Watch it. Do it now.
That is. Live. I'm not just saying. Life. Stay with my podcast, everyone.
It's so good, though. It's so no, good.
I know.
Stay with us for the next 6 hours as we watch the
Loki. A lot of things that were also good that I've been watching. Well, not that much. I'm still gaming more. That's the problem. And funny enough, it's so weird. Like when we think about our free time, and I even want to read more too. And that's kind of why it was interesting. We were talking about these books and stuff, and I want to get more into. I really do enjoy reading fantasy books. And I used to do that more when I was younger. And I would love to get back into reading again. So if anyone has any recommendations, post them in the Discord.
I was watching somebody's stream and somebody mentioned the Dresden Files. Stormfront, I think, is the first book. That's the one I have kind of like tagged as if I attempt to read what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to read it. So that's on my list.
But I'm looking for, as far as like shows and movies, I'm looking forward to, hopefully it's good, Jungle Cruise movie comes out tonight, officially tomorrow, but you know, they always release a day early. Has The Rock and Emily Blunt. And
is that in theaters or is it going to be on like streaming theaters. Also?
It may be on streaming also. I don't know. I can load up Disney Plus here. But that's kind of one of those things. Like if it's just two people, you and your, you know, significant other, it's usually cheaper going to movie theater. I guess it can depend, because isn't it like 30 usually through the streaming?
I know Black Widow was 30 for the premiere access for through Disney Plus. I'm wanting to say Mulan was like 20 or 12.
Yeah, and that
not Mulan. That wasn't Mulan.
Oh, there was one. I feel like, but. Okay, let me see here. Oh, and that's another piece of news. Did you see today about Black Widow? What's her name? She's suing Disney because
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, Scarlett Johansson, because she felt like the release on streaming at the same time in movie theaters has brought less revenue to the movie, which could be a point.
I'm sorry, but when you charge $30 to stream the freaking thing.
Yeah, I know.
But 30, but you could have like 20 people over multiple nights, because I think whether they keep you for 24 or so many hours once you buy it.
Well,
see, or maybe it's unlocked indefinitely.
Here's the thing. Like,
I was about to say, having multiple people over requires you to like people. What do you think? I don't go to the movie theater.
I don't think that many people are like having big parties or like 50 people. No. Like, ha, 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 we're only buying it for $30. But, right. But the families that have like multiple kids or whatever, they definitely can be saving money.
Yeah, for sure.
Doing this $30 versus everyone going to the movie theater. And also you have the point of people not. Yeah, I love the idea of not going out, but although the movie theaters are still not that crowded, so we'll often go to our AMC that has the really good seats.
And I think also, to be fair, I think Kevin Feige, who is pretty much the head of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he is basically the like executive producer of every MCU movie/series that comes out, because he's like Marvel's head of that division or whatever. I think even he said that he was, or that they were like reluctant. It's why they postponed Black Widow so much, is because they wanted a theater release, like a pure theater release rather than a streaming release. But I guess they had to settle on a dual release instead.
Yeah, because I'll put it this way. There was one movie that I did buy. I don't know if it was Mulan or what it was, but I don't think it was Mulan because I may have considered seeing that theater too. Or maybe it was because maybe things were crazier then. But I feel like in my situation, there will be times where, maybe not always for $30, but especially if it was cheaper, I will buy to watch a movie that way when I really may not see it in the theater at all. So in that case, they're getting more money. So it really is hard to say which way. Yes, Jungle Cruise is going to be available on Disney Plus for $30. I'm just checking.
Ah, nice. But yeah, my mentality is like entirely different because I'm a penny pincher anyway. Because I will go to like a Super Saver matinee because it also turns out that not a lot of people do that, so it's like the 2 o'clock. Yeah, the 2 o'clock shows are like bare bones empty most of the time, so it works out for me even better because not only am I paying super cheap on the tickets, there's nobody there. So $30 seems steep for me.
It seems steep for me too, and. If it's a movie like I'm really looking forward to, I mean, I'm a big Disney fan. Jungle Cruise is one of the, and you know, the, I keep getting sidetracked, but you know, the other Disney / based on ride movies like Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, they had such a franchise with that. Nothing really that closely related to the ride. The Haunted Mansion movie was horrible. Nothing like, you know, but this one, actually, I watched some little clips and I have a good feeling about this one. I think this one could be good. And I was seeing some clips of The Rock doing kind of like those cheesy jokes that they actually do on the ride.
Oh, wow.
You know, kind of like those puns, a lot of like dad joke puns that, which is the whole thing that why this ride is so fun. You go on this like cruise, if no one's been to like Disneyland or Disney World, and you're seeing like the animatronic animals and things like that. But the main attraction is going on this boat and having a captain just say all these like jokes about what's happening. It's like the only person that works at Disneyland. Well, maybe some characters and entertainers can also, but for the rides, it's the only one where you can like go off script a little bit. Like they let you kind of edit the jokes, as long as they're, you know, you'll get in trouble if you do something not G-rated, but you know, so it's a lot of fun. So I hope, I'm excited for this. I've told a couple people I've been watching White Lotus on HBO. That's good, but definitely an HBO show. It can get a little uncomfortable at times. So, you know, we're talking G-rated now to, actually, Jungle Cruise is PG-13. I guess it makes sense because it's live action. I don't know why I would have never assumed G, but PG-13, White Lotus, and there's something else. I'm going to watch Loki. That's next on my Disney list. And then...
So good.
Yeah. And then I feel like there was something else I wanted to bring up, but I cannot remember right now. Oh, I know. I finally started watching. I'm sure a lot of you all listening have seen this way back, but Friday Night Lights. Anyone seen that?
Sounds
familiar. It's a movie?
Maybe there's a movie too, but there's a 5-season TV show. It's on Hulu right now. It has, it's about like a football team in Texas, and just like think about a football version of Ted Lasso or something, just like dealing with the coach and the characters and the drama of the town and how football is such a big thing in these smaller town areas. It's like their whole lifeblood, high school football. And has some big characters in it, like the mom. I forget. I got to look up her name. But like Minka Kelly is in there. And then, yeah, let me look up this. The mom is. Sorry. 1 second. Connie Britton. I don't know if that name rings a bell, but she's been in a few things.
Dang, while you're looking at it, I had arms drop.
Yeah. Did you get it?
No. Arnstein armlets.
You sounded kind of excited.
Because I saw the great arms, and then I read it. I was like, dang.
That would have been so epic to announce on the show.
I was trying.
But yeah, for you two, any other shows you want to mention or movies or anything? It's all good.
Marvel What If is coming out soon. Ish.
What is that?
It's kind of a, it's actually, it sounds like a throwaway concept, right? Because it's going to be an animated series of what ifs, like what if Steve Rogers wasn't Captain America or something. It's simple concepts like that, but it's rooted in like a long line of what has become known as the What If comics, which has actually spawned like quite a few fan favorite things, to be honest, like Spider-Gwen, which is a phenomenon, started from a what if Gwen Stacy was bitten by the spider instead of Peter Parker. So yeah.
Okay.
Interesting things.
I like that idea, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be like a bunch of those stories, just nice like thought exercises, whatever that word I'm trying to think of. Experiments, there we go, thought experiments. Of just, you know, what happens if this major thing in Marvel history just didn't happen the way it was supposed to, and they kind of just play it out.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's nice.
I'm excited to, I heard a while back, and I hope this is still a plan, thanks to Disney Plus, because they scrapped this idea before Disney Plus came around and they started doing more shows and movies, but another Tron movie is supposedly going to be in production. Yeah.
That could be interesting. Sounds like I minded the last Tron movie.
I loved it, especially probably because of the music track.
The music was great, yeah. Like, I don't know, because Tron wasn't like, I guess I was, I never really watched the original Tron, so I didn't get like hype and intrigue behind it. But yeah, Tron Legacy was still a good movie though. I liked it, but I wasn't like super attached to it.
Yeah, well, I have good memories from watching the original with my dad when I was a kid, but the new one I liked a lot. So I do hope they make another one. All right, well, I guess we can start closing up shop here. We'll shed a tear for Sin, since he didn't get the arms yet.
I'm still at it.
Playing the world's smallest violin for you, Sin.
At least it's not a bad loss sector, and it's not very heavy with champions or ads, and you can take it slow. And even I'm not spec'd for unstoppable, but you can still take them slow enough to be able to take them out.
Take it slow.
That's what she said.
Exactly what she said.
You should have said it, Sin. Anyways, where can people find you, Sin?
They can find me in Discord or over on Twitch at Sin_media.
In a lost sector.
Or in a lost sector. Fighting this barrier colossus who's keeps shooting me. Desraven, where can they find you?
You can find me over on Twitter at DES_Raven, which is currently primarily the home of the Festus Index. And of course, you can find me all across Twitter. Not Twitter, the Discords. Idiot. Anywho, and apparently jumping around, losing my mind, trying to parkour in Borderlands 3, finding this stupid freaking thing that I don't even know what is.
Ooh, so, you're playing too at the same time.
Oh yeah, for sure. 100%.
Yes. Yeah.
You heard it here first.
All right. You can find me reading movie and TV news while I'm trying to end the show. And you can find me everywhere as Kingsley Mac, except for on Twitter, I am MC Kingsley. Hey, should I make my Bungie name MC Kingsley? No, I'm definitely going to do Kingsley Mac.
You don't want any more Mick Kingsleys to come
no,
out.
No, I don't want any more McKingsleys, Mickey Mouse Kingsleys. I don't know.
That was definitely McKingsley. One of those people.
I'll admit it.
I'll admit it. Back in the Taken King days, I was a McKingsley guy.
It's all good. you can find our show either on Twitter as The Guardian Hub or through our lovely website, theguardianhub.com.
The best hub on the net. I'm sorry, I was trying to kill this champion.
Or Gusto. Like, do I say it or do I die?
I was trying to do both, but then I hesitated, and I'm probably still gonna die. Don't worry, I still got six revives. I was trying to rush this lost sector just so I could get it done and see if I got it just before the show would close out.
Gotcha.
How far yes. We are the best hub on the net.
Excellent. Well, everyone, stay tuned. Hopefully you'll hear in the Discord that Sin got the arms, but until then, we will talk to you again next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.